You are listening to Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Expand your mind and keep it love.
Welcome back to episode 104 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. This is another Rome cast. You know, I'm in the park with my doggy and I'm sitting here. I got my little portable MP3 recorder, so got my notes in front of me and I'm just going to go through it. Today we're going to, it's an interesting subject, it's kind of an obscure subject, but I'm trying to do what I do a lot of times, and that's connect the past and the present, because as you know, history always repeats itself. So, I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm going to hit on some real eclectic and sensitive topics and nerves here, so, but you know what, it's truth, and you know, you have to teach yourself as much and learn as much as you can about the world around you, your past, present, and future, everything that's going on, and integrate all things as we know. So, here's the breakdown. We're going to integrate our past to our present time, and we're going to take it all the way back to 1917 and the Bolshevik Revolution with, I believe it's Lenin. Yeah, Lenin led the revolution. It was Lenin, Trotsky, and Stalin. They were all mass murderers. If I'm not mistaken, the Bolshevik Revolution, I believe 60 million people ended up losing their life in the space of just a few years, I think between like 1917 and 1923. Just mass murder, ridiculous. Go look for it online. What I'm finding, when you go into YouTube directly to look for some of these things, they're not really going to pop up. You're going to see, it's weird. I'm going to explain what I've been seeing lately. Like, I'll go to look into a specific topic, whatever the topic might be, and they'll talk around the topic and speak about it, but they're kind of side-skirting the issue. So, like, if you had interest and you weren't paying attention and you had interest in learning on this topic, you wouldn't know any better. You'd listen a little bit and walk away and say, okay, that I got it. But it really wasn't what you were looking for. It's some kind of, like, deflection or some kind of alternate media they're putting out there where the truth is not being put out. So some of these videos and such that you want to really check out, yes, they're on YouTube, but they're buried and you can't find them. I recently found a couple of really good websites, something Truth or something, whatever, but I'll try to put the link in my description. This website is great because it links to a lot of different topics and it's pretty, seems to be pretty accurate, and dude's not selling anything. It's a straight up flat vanilla website with just facts on it, which is kind of like what I like. Nobody's selling anything. So, yeah, we're going to go back to 1917, Bolshevik Revolution, 60 million dead. And in essence, what's happening, I believe, well, I see it in front of me. This is this thinking, this Bolshevik thinking of dumbing everybody down and pushing everybody down to the lowest level, so that they're easy to control, is what's happening right now. This universal income, that proposing universal income where you get paid for sitting home. And, you know, if you don't comply, they turn off your chip, you lose your universal income, you're done. So you're going to ask yourself, why do they want to implement universal income? Just, like, give money. We're exploiting all of our jobs and such. I don't want to make this dark, like, you know, start complaining and shit, but got to look at this rationally. So here's the connection. And again, back to the connection of the past to the present. The czars were in charge in Russia at that time. And they, I don't know how long they were in charge, a couple of hundred years, I'm guessing, royalty. And I guess the weakness was reflected in their game. And it was observed that they could be toppled over, and they were, by the Bolsheviks, who immediately just proceeded to take over the whole country. And what's happening in a really bad way, with genocide. But evil people, man. What I'm seeing today is, like, you know, you got Bernie Sanders. He's offering free lunch, free college education. You get a free house. And you get a six-pack of beer and a lunch pail with the house. Like, where does this come from? And what reality is he channeling? You know, like, who pays for this? So I have nothing against helping people and helping those in need. And this is something that we all understand is very important. So, again, I was brought up, single parent and everything like that on welfare assistance. It's tough. And to this day, I thank the government for assisting and helping my life early on. So What they're doing is they want everybody to have this dependence on the government so that we can get corralled into the pen, you know, that big livestock pen where we'll all be cattle. I'm really, really not kidding, man. You know, I know I sound all like serious and like, oh my God, Alex Jones and shit, but let's do you a little bit of research. I'm noticing people are starting to wake up left and right, man. It's just funny, some of the emails I get and just some of the videos that I'm seeing and the topics and conversations covered, you know. Oh, so back to that website. You want to get back to that website. Well, find your own, just type in truth and different things like that, and you're going to see some pretty good content out there that they're generally trying to block out, but you be a little shrewd with your searches and your words, your Boolean searches, and you'll do good. So, rambling a little bit here, but I'm trying to cover a lot of different things and make connections here. So, that revolution, 2017. The most important thing that you have to understand, the main point that I'm trying to cover here, is that freedom of speech is the linchpin of true freedom. And if you remove freedom of speech, you remove freedom. And that's slowly what's happening now with this identity politics, political correctness, everyone went safe space. You know, this gender, all of these different things that they're putting on us. They're packing us into different molds and telling us which way we stand, look, breathe, you know, consume. It's craziness, but if you're brought up in this and you're relatively young, let's say under 30 years old or something, you probably haven't noticed this because this is the way you came up and this is how it's being laid down. But put your cell phone down for a minute and pick up a fucking book or do some diligent, like, logical, deductive, critical thinking searches on YouTube and start looking for some video and some content that's going to really enrich you and teach you on what's going down, how to benefit yourself, how to improve yourself, and what's happening in the world around you. And people, they don't see, that seems to be like a lost art these days. So anyway, let me not go negative. Freedom of speech, that's what it's all about. So the modern day world is achieved by the control that they have over us is achieved by these control mechanisms, which are the media. Let me back up. The way this domination is established over us is by a combination of factors that give them this power and leverage the control over us in the way that they do. And the first one is the media, but they're slowly losing that, especially with the explosion of social media. It's really hard for them to control that now because people are, has a life of its own, basically. So media is that's the first mode of control. The second is the pharmaceutical industry combined with the medical care system, which is corrupt from beginning to end, and it's just all for profit. If I'm not mistaken, I think before 1960 or 70, it was illegal for them to make profit. They were just there to provide medical service, but now it's a big profit industry, the combination of pharmaceutical and the medical care system. That's the second. Three is the political correctness, identity politics, and all of this bullshit that they're running on us, the speech control that they're putting on us. These are the ways that they control us. The fourth way is they rewrite history. They write things in ways that they actually, the revisionist history, where they're changing what actually happened and writing their own narrative of what reality is, basically, is what they're trying to do. So you got to be really careful because some of these truths are really starting to slip away, man. Be diligent in your research and how you study and follow up on really what's going on around us, man. That political correctness is real dirty. The revisionist history, that's number four. Number five, awareness. You know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, Sam Tripoli, Tinfoil Hat. This guy pumps out the content, man. He's putting out five podcasts a week. And it's all great content, man. Put out two comedy specials. And they're all really funny as hell. Armageddon and something else. They're really funny. But anyway, he put out a podcast about the Armenian genocide. And I wasn't, you know, really never heard about it that much. But I started doing my research. And as I really realized what happened, as I said, the Bolshevik Revolution was 60 million that died between 1914 and 1923. And again, in China, about 50 million people died in China under Mao. And the Ukraine famine holocaust, which was caused by the Bolsheviks, 7 million died there of starvation. The farmers were overtaxed, so they took all of their grain, all of their product, and on top of that took their seed, so they were not able to replant for the next year, and they all starved, 7 million people, just like that. Intentional Holocaust. Just craziness. The Armenian genocide, I'm trying to remember exactly how many passed away in that, but I think it was 1.5 million, or maybe it was 3 million, I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, the Ukrainian Holocaust, as I mentioned, and I heard, I don't know if this is true, but they said that, you know what, I'm not even going to get into it, but there were some horrendous things that was done during that Ukrainian Holocaust. Really, really dark stuff, man. So number six is that you no longer hear God's name anywhere. Right? During Christmas time, you know, Christ has been replaced with Santa. The Nativity, it's not really legal to display it anymore. And they're making every effort that they can to shut down anything that's God-glorifying and family-glorifying. That's six. Number seven is feminism of the population, pushing humankind out of balance with fear control. You know, you need to have that positive balance between the masculine and the feminine, because without that, you're not going to last. You're out of nature, out of the context of nature, and we have to live according to nature. They systematically break up the family, remove the father figure from the home, place family on government assistance and dependency. They force population into mandatory vaccines and unhealthy dependency on the government. So that's number eight. Number nine, the mainstream media loss of current young generations due to the domination of social media. I mentioned that right up on the top. Is that the mainstream media, they're panicking now because it's harder for them to pump their message through. Even the music and everything is getting so splintered that they really lost that grip, that media grip that they had at one time. It's gone, and new networks and pathways are being set up by these young people, which is exciting. And number 10, history repeats itself. So as you hear me speak about these different things that happened, these were all like within the last 100 years, dude. Last 100 years. History repeats itself, definitely. And things that are transpiring are happening for a reason. It's not random. Trust me, shit is not random. History repeats itself. And there's always a nefarious element in mankind that has that drive for enslavement of the whole planet. So, you know, what they want to do is enslave the tribe and just make it that one, like I said, the one world government. This is real shit, man. I know it sounds funny, but the plan to enslave mankind, and what you have to ask yourself two questions first: who and why? Okay, who is going to be the international cabal, these big rich bankers and such like that, these international governments and businesses, these cabals? That what they're doing is they're burying us deeper down into debt and making it more and more expensive to make ends meet, so they can have more profit, because they're not happy until they have everything, literally everything. And why? It's for world domination, you know, for plain and simple. So it's really right now time to wake up, you know, because they're going to throw the socialist merchants of death are going to throw the system over us, and it's going to be over. It's going to be game over. But you know what? I was really pessimistic, and I was thinking that it was really heading for the worst. But what I've been seeing lately, especially online and listening to some young people speak and some stuff on YouTube. I saw this girl, I think she's 14 years old on YouTube. I forget exactly, Sophie or something like that. And she's kicking the ballistics, man. This girl is smart as hell. And what happens is that triggers, that's a whole 100th monkey thing where these young people see her doing that and getting all, I think she's got 1 million subscribers. It catches fire, you know. It sparks them to do better, and they see that this is a person that's actually getting something done, and it kind of wipes the illusion out in front of them, and they see what reality is, how they're not maximizing their own life and what they can actually do by seeing this young girl doing her great work. Totally support her, and she's awesome. I was listening to her on Black Ice Creations or something like that, on that podcast from Norway. It's pretty good. So, yeah, the plan is world domination. So, they need, and they're doing it right now. They want to remove the middle class so that there's literally no middle class left. It's just going to be like your drone bees, your worker bees, and it's going to be the ultra rich. And you're going to have a very thin crust in between. you know, that little liaison part, because you can never completely get rid of that. You always need intelligent people and skilled people, and they're always going to have to get paid a little bit more. So they're going to get rid of the middle classes, which is what they're doing right now, bring everybody down to the lowest common denominator. That's one of the reasons why they're doing this whole immigration and everything that they're doing, because what they're doing is destabilizing the whole population, where your allegiance is no longer to your country or to your clan or to your, when I say clan, I mean it in a good way, to your tribe. It gets disconnected, and now your allegiance has to go to the government and to the political party that's over you. So it's something that you have to be really, really careful about, this very subtle control that they're putting over us, pushing everybody down. I know when I went to Europe, you know, you could really see it, you know, the impact that it's having. And it's tough for the people that are, you know, that are getting violated in these countries like Syria, where these war crimes are being committed. But it's just tough all around. It's not fair to the people in Paris too, that, you know, they didn't do anything, but yet this, all of this crime spikes and all that. It's crazy shit, man. It really is. They're putting us against one another. It's not even funny. People don't even realize it. So let's see. They want to break up the family and the tribal structure. Unless their tribe is the NFL, sponsored by your franchise football team. You know, if you're a big Giant fan, then, you know, that's the tribe. That's great, because, you know, they make a profit by you following that tribe and that thinking. Now, the one thing that we have to remember, and the one positive note about all these things, is we really outnumber them. Like, they're like 0.01% of the population. So, like, 0.01% of 1%. So, it's like indetectable. And it's amazing how such a small percentage of people can control the whole planet, but it's done very subtly, and it's done by thought control and fear. I keep repeating it, but that's really what it comes down to. So I'm hitting you with a lot of different things as far as this goes. So this is one podcast that I would recommend, listen to it and then play it back again, just because I'm a little bit all over the place, but dispersed within it, connectively, that there's a really important message, man, and that is that you really got to start getting your shit ready, because it's not good right now. The economy and what's happening in the world right now, they want to go to war with Iran for who knows what reason, because Iran hasn't went to war on anybody in 200 years, and they just, you know, they just want to live their lives, but, you know, for some reason, you know, they want to scoop that whole territory, and just, you know, other countries want us to fight their war for them. It seems like nobody's attacking us, but yeah, we're attacking everybody else, and they never did shit to us. So we're obviously fighting somebody else's war. Somebody else is calling the shots. So, it's a race, and time is running out, man, you know? The way it's playing out right now, as I see it, it's an inversion, right? Like that occult type of inversion. And what occult means is occultare. I believe that's the Latin, and that means out of sight, that you can't see it. Occult is like ocular, like eye. So it's like occultare, like hidden from vision. So what they're doing right now, it's an inversion where they're flipping everything on its head. So picture a pyramid, and then they're going to invert that pyramid. The point is going to be on the ground, and the base is going to be standing up. And what I mean by that is the Patriot Act, right? Patriot Act equals give up all your rights. Federal Reserve means fractional reserve lending. Identity politics equals speech control. So it's just wordplay, and it's basically inverting everything that they're putting before us into a control mechanism to control the population. So, yeah, some dude just walked up by me, scared the shit out of me. That's what you get for podcasting in the park. So, if you have not looked into this, please, you know, make it a point to get in there and make sure that you enrich yourself and see what's going on around the planet right now, because it's a critical time right now. And this is, you know, all the cards are on the table. So, let's see. I hit on a lot of different points. I'm just going to kind of recap some of the more important things. first and foremost, most important things that you have to get into your meditation, your deep breathing, you know, you're eating, trying to eat a clean diet and stuff like that. I know it's not easy. And do your meditation and your deep breathing and just mindfulness. Just practice your mindfulness on what you do and be observant of everything that is around you and what is controlling your attention, what's controlling your thinking, and what is running your subconscious mind right now. Okay, try to get into your lucid dreaming and such. It's really important because that opens different pathways for you for the realization of the self and the actualization of the self. So, you know what? I've been on this for 20 minutes right now. This is like one straight through recording. Hopefully, quality is good. It's decent, acceptable. So I do want to thank you for listening and namaste.
We've heard a lot about socialism, but what is that exactly? In the most basic sense, it's when a central government controls factories, land, and capital. Socialism is inherently oppressive and authoritarian. It makes people dependent on their government for their every need. Still, many Democrats and leftists, such as Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris, support it.
News. A couple of other items on your policy agenda that you made very clear throughout. Medicare for all, federal jobs guarantee, and tuition-free public universities and trade schools.
Yeah.
Free everything sounds pretty great, so what's the problem?
Be drawn in by free health care, free tuition, free everything. Well, guess what? Nothing's free. Somebody's going to have to pay for it, and it's going to be you, either in higher taxes or in buying things that are going to cost so much more, and it's something that would destroy the fabric of our country and what our country was founded on.
The cost of socialism would require huge tax increases on every American and every American business. For instance, a national program to cover the tuition for college students would cost $807 billion in taxpayer money. And a single-payer healthcare system would cost a whopping $32 trillion. Together, those two programs alone would cost the country nearly $33 trillion. That's 9 times the current federal budget. And even if we could afford it, socialism has failed wherever it has been tried. The USSR, China, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Nicaragua, Zimbabwe, and Venezuela have all suffered as a result of socialism. In Venezuela, people today are facing widespread shortages of food and medicine. Inflation is at 1,000,000%. 90% of the population has fallen below the poverty line despite the country's $19 trillion in oil reserves. The reality is, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, especially coming from a democratic socialist.